This program is brought to you by thepodcastfactory.com.
You're listening to the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. And now, here's your host, Lisa Rangel.
Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the 33rd episode of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. I'm Lisa Rangel, host of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast and founder of Chameleon Resumes. We're an executive resume writing, LinkedIn profile development, and job search consultancy firm that helps executives and high potential leaders land their next position faster. And on today's episode, we're going to discuss how to answer the salary question and doing it well so you can get what you deserve in compensation and salary. Imagine you finally get your resume into the right hands and you finally get a chance to interview with the key decision makers and with the company of your dreams, and you prepare well, you use the guidance we've been giving you in the last few episodes, you go on the interview, you know you nail it, and now you want to make the right moves to position yourself for the right salary. We're going to discuss the strategies today on how to do this successfully. Being able to answer, what salary are you looking for? Or put another way, what's your desired salary? Answering this question well is yet another way to make a strong impression of your value and of your confidence in yourself. I'm a big believer that how you conduct yourself on the search communicates to the employer how you will conduct yourself on the job. So you need to be able to communicate your financial requirements as they correlate to your relevant achievements and professional value. This is a competency. This is a skill set that you need to be able to demonstrate to continue to further your career. Recruiters, we get down to business fast. You may have noticed this on your job hunt. And in fact, it may have even rubbed you the wrong way a few times when you were asked about your salary, either right off the bat or other awkward times throughout the interview. It doesn't always happen at the end, although it should happen at around the offer stage. But some people are surprised. Some job seekers are surprised that recruiters ask this question, the salary question, so quickly. So I wanted to give you a little bit of history as to why recruiters ask this salary question early in the process. Whether it's right or wrong, it happens, so the key is to be ready. Many wait until the offer, and that is the best and most appropriate time to ask, because then you at least see if everybody's interested, everybody's qualified. It's just a better time to do it. But, you know, recruiters don't play, and hiring managers don't play by the rules. So the key is to be prepared. So why do recruiters need to ask this question early? The main reason is because not all candidates have realistic expectations. And in fact, experience can tell certain recruiters that some candidates don't even live on the same planet when it comes to how much they want to be compensated and what the market is dictating for their skill set. They're just completely off base. So if this is the case, I want you to put yourself in a recruiter's shoes for a minute. Why bother with a candidate who clearly has unrealistic expectations? Recruiter's client or the recruiter, if it's an internal recruiter with a company, they may all be willing to negotiate with realistic expectations. But if the candidate has completely unrealistic expectations, not only based on what the market is paying for that type of role, but also based on how their skill set is dictating salary for this type of role, companies don't want to waste their time with candidates with unrealistic expectations. So here's another perspective. And again, this, you may not agree with this, but the key is to understand it. Another way of considering it from the recruiter's perspective is if the recruiter doesn't ask about the salary early on, and then they go ahead and pass that candidate along to the client or the line manager. Again, if it's a corporate recruiter, they'll be passing this person on to the line manager internally. And if it's a search firm recruiter, they're going to pass this candidate on for further interviewing with the company client. And then multiple interviews happen and there's interest and everybody's excited and this candidate's awesome. The candidate's really excited about the job. And then it turns out as they get to an offer stage that this candidate's expectations were completely unrealistic. Well, what happened is they just wasted everybody's time. And that employer, that company, will make sure that heads roll because of all that time wasted, and now they're back at the start. So when a recruiter doesn't ask upfront what the expectations are, especially third-party recruiters that are getting paid by companies to save time, they can't run that risk. They can't have that risk, so they ask. Now, if you're an experienced candidate, you should be paid at least market rate. If you have results, you know the deal. Do your research as well. But if for whatever reason the salary proposed is below market rate, then this is something you can explore during the interview. So I don't think it's completely bad to know this stuff up front. It's the reason why you shouldn't be offended, because think of it this way. If you need a service from someone, most people, when they're hiring a contractor or any type of service, they ask about the rates early on in the process. They don't want any surprises. And that happens in regular employment discussions as well. Again, it's not typical, but the key is that there are recruiters, both corporate and search recruiters, who believe in asking early. So the key is to be ready. But the key is to be ready no matter what stage they ask. So you may not always have the time to build up your achievements to justify what you're asking as an expectation, but the key is to always have it ready. So the other thing to keep in mind too, and again, this is another angle to understand, how you react and respond to the question is also part of the interview. In other words, if you act put off or offended that they've asked at an inappropriate time, it can subliminally tell the recruiter how you deal with things that don't go as you planned. So again, just always be ready. So how do you answer this question? So if you're asked, there's two ways to handle this. So first, you might be asked what you're currently making as a basis then for what you're looking for. So that doesn't always happen. And you know, there's even states now in the US that are passing laws that companies can't ask you about what you used to make. But if you're in a state or a country that still asks, again, it's about being prepared, you can always choose to avoid the question and state that you don't prefer to answer. However, you need to know that there's always a risk the recruiter will not move you forward for the reasons I just explained. They want to make sure the candidate going forward has realistic expectations that a negotiation can genuinely take place within that realistic range. And if you're okay with that interview process stopping because you don't want to answer the what you're making question, then by all means, do what's best for you. If you don't want to be cut from the process, and after a couple of diversions of answering the question aren't working, you may need to answer the question to continue the process if it's a job you really want. So the key is to just drop the number, say what you're making without any excuses or apologies. It is what it is. And then if you're asked what you're looking for, I always suggest answer with a range. Don't give a flat number. Give a range of salary or a range of total compensation that you've been interviewing for. And again, that key phrase is what you've been interviewing for. Don't start with, I want X salary. I'm looking for 150 to 175,000. Don't start with I want or I'm looking for. And again, don't just give a flat number. You need to give a range. But you want to give that range with this opening. You want to answer this question with, I am interviewing for positions in the blank to blank range. Again, I'm going to repeat that. I am interviewing for positions in the blank to blank range. And obviously fill in the range that's appropriate for you. Answering the question in this manner by saying I'm interviewing for, it does two things. First, it lets them know that you have other companies calling you for these positions at that pay rate, which always works in your favor when it comes down to negotiating. Second, this is a subtle way of letting the employer know that the market thinks you are worth this amount because you're saying this is what you're interviewing for. When you say I'm looking for, I mean, if you're in the range, it's not going to be balked at. But if you're not in the range and they haven't asked you what you're making, I always tell my kids it's good to want things. But like, what's the justification, right? So just because you want it doesn't mean it's justified. But when you say I'm interviewing for, there's a subtle hint of when you say I'm interviewing for positions paying blank to blank, then there's a subtle innuendo that's what you're worth because the external market is calling you for those types of jobs. So that's the key. That's, to me, the best way to answer this question. So if you haven't done any interviews yet, because again, this is the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, you may not have started interviewing yet, or you've just started the job search and you haven't encountered this question yet, do some research. See what the going rate is for this position. You can go to salary.com, LinkedIn Salary Tools, Glassdoor, payscale.com, and then answer the range the way I just gave you and do it confidently based on your research, based on your skill set, sometimes you got to fake it a little bit before you make it, but still say I'm interviewing for positions, because when you get the calls for those positions and those salary ranges, you will be interviewing for them. So, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch there, but the key is whether you've started the process or you are actually getting called for positions in that process. If you've done the research and you know your skill set warrants that salary range that you're asking for, regardless of what you're getting paid now, because sometimes there's cases of underpayment early in one's career, then the key is to say it confidently. If you don't feel prepared that you're going to be able to do all of this confidently and feel like you can use some personalized help, know that we're here to help you. You can hire us to help you and go to pretendyourfiretoday.com/coaching, and you can hire us to coach you on specific topics that you might be struggling with. This way you don't have to do this alone, and you can maximize your performance, whether it's salary negotiation performance, interview performance, job search performance. The key is to maximize your performance and get specific help for your situation. And you can do that. Our coaching resource can be found at pretendyourfiretoday.com/coaching. And in past episodes, we talked about the only true way to protect yourself from job loss is to pretend you're fired today. Make a list of the activities you would do to start finding a job, and then start doing them now, little by little, in little pieces, while you're still working. This is the key element of the Pretend You're Fired Today action list, is to keep your network primed, keep your network active, stay in the forefront of your network's mind, and create demand for yourself consistently. We want you to be in demand when you need it, so you need to create the demand before you need it. This way, if a job situation that you're in changes in a way that doesn't make you happy, you already have pent-up demand for what you do because of these steps you've been taking. And you're going to be able to find a job much faster than if you were just starting all this from scratch when you needed it. For the next few episodes of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, we're going to continue to go through a list of tactics and activities that you can do now as if you were let go today to ensure that you're always ready for whatever the world brings your way. We're also going to start to touch upon career management strategies. The first item on the Pretend You're Fired Today to-do list was to get your resume up to speed. And we cover that in episodes 1 through 8. And the second item was to get your profile up to speed. And we cover that in episodes 9 through 12. And then in the last 24 or so episodes, we've covered a number of job search, interview, and salary negotiation tactics. We have a few more salary negotiation topics to go in the next few episodes. But you're going to want to revisit these past episodes to make sure you get all of these topics under your belt. I'm so proud of you for taking these next steps to making yourself marketable when you don't just quite need it. Most people wait until they need it, and that unexpected job change happened, and bam, then they're trying to scramble and learn all this stuff. So kudos to you for learning it and doing it before you need it. My friend saved me with her priceless advice of pretend you're fired today, Lisa, and make a list of everything you would do and start doing it now. I am so grateful for that advice, and I'm paying it forward with you. I ask you to pay this sentiment forward and share it with as many people as you know who would benefit from this build the demand before you needed advice. Doing the preparation in this episode will prepare you to go through this process confidently. And in our next episode, we will discuss one bold salary negotiation tactic that only high performers can use. This is a big one. You're going to want to tune in for the next episode and not miss it. And in the interim, if you want personalized coaching for your job search, for your interview prep, or your salary negotiation, or your documents, those earlier episodes, if you think you need some help, you can go to pretendyourfiretoday.com/coaching and hire us to help work with you directly. But I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Such an exciting topic, that one bold salary discussion tactic that only high performers can use. If you're a high performer, you're not going to want to miss this. So be well. See you on the next episode.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.